Continuing with our concept of death, barzakh, resurrection, qiyamah, and going forward from there to eternal life, today I'd like to look at the concept of time, because it's quite important to understand. See, the human being lives and dies in the dimension of time. While we exist, we also experience the relativity of time. Let me explain. Certain events seem to last much longer than others. Unpleasant moments are longer than pleasant ones. A relaxing holiday passes quickly, but a prison sentence takes ages. Living or spending time with people you like is relatively easy. A year can pass without notice, but when we're with people we don't like, then we count every minute. Now, understanding this relativity of time tells us that within us there is a built-in gauge that measures this changeable thing called time. If we believe in the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, then we know that the human being is basically a divine being. He or she is a divine soul in a physical body, and Allah is closer than our jugular veins. And we will see that one of the main attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is timelessness. All the changes of this process or fluctuations of this process we call time are reflected upon an unchanging, timeless dimension within the human being. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in non-time. From Him comes time. The created being lives in time. We experience in time. And somehow, the timeless dimension to which we will ultimately return is echoed within us. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We have come from the zone of pre-creation and we will return to that eternity. If we are returned to that eternity properly equipped, that is, we're conscious, we're awakened, then we will experience the state of Jannah. And if we're not properly equipped, then we will experience the recycling of ourselves in the fire. There is an Arabic saying which says, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ تَعَدَّ حَدَّ إِنْكَلَبَ إِلَىٰ دِدَّ. Anything that goes to its limits will revert into its opposite. If you stretch time into millions and millions of units, and then stretch those units into infinity, we will reach a point of non-time. So infinity has the same qualities as naught, as zero. If we take something to its limit, it will turn into its opposite. See, in this existence, time is relative. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'arij, that says, Surah number 70, he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. تعرج الملائكة والروح إليه في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة. To him ascend the angels and the spirit in a day, the measure of which is 50,000 years. Now here it is talking about the final day, the day of Qiyamah, when everything is beyond time. On that day the angels and the spirit return to Allah, because the day is the day of return. Everything will gather to the single point, to the single entity. They will all ascend, the measure of which is 50,000 years. In other words, the measure of time we use here are only measures of convenience. That day will unwind so slowly that we will be able to witness ourselves in slow motion, which can probably be the greatest agony, but also the greatest purification for many of us. And at the end of that day, we may acknowledge that we have had enough of agony, and from then on, we may witness the mercy of Allah. So the ayah shows the final day as we may experience it, as thousands of years. And one interpretation of this ayah is that life as the human being knows will last 50,000 years, and the final day will balance that out with the same amount of time. There are many other interpretations, by the way. But what is generally agreed to is that the word yom in the Quran is used to indicate a period of time and not necessarily 24 hours. Look in ayah 5, same ayah as we continue, same surah, Surah Al-Ma'arij. He says, فَصْبِرْ صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا. Therefore endure with goodly patience, with a beautiful patience. If the human being finds that whatever he or she is doing is to no avail, you must be patient. Now patient means binding time. If you have patience for something, then you reduce the period of endurance to zero time. He continues to say, إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. Surely they think it is to be far off, but we see it as near. In other words, they see the end of world as being far away in time. But the truth from beyond time says it is right here. For people of understanding, the end is most urgent. If we make our reckoning now, then we will bring on a state in oneself similar to the day of Qiyamah. And it's for this reason that we're told that make a day of Qiyamah for yourself at the end of each day. That is, settle your accounts. And we should find out at the end of each day what we have done, why we have done it, not postpone things or brush them under the carpet. If we're willing to face up to all our accounts every minute of the day, then we'll be up to date. We can see the end as being near, and yet for us, time does not exist. So biologically, we're moving in time, yet we have a timeless consciousness, and we will have entered the state which we will experience anyway. Look at Surah Al-Hajj, Surah 22, Ayah 47. وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابِ وَلَنْ يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ وَعَدًا. And they ask you to hasten on the punishment. Allah will by no means fail in His promise. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عَنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعَدُّونَ. And surely a day with your Rabb is as 1,000 years of what you number. So a day from the viewpoint of He who is beyond time can be any amount of time by our measurement, 50,000, 1,000, or a day, because from the timeless point of view, there is no time. We, on the other hand, as human beings, are on the other end of the spectrum. The closer we get to Allah, the shorter the time. And at a certain point, it may be 1,000 years, but when closer to Him, it's an instant, and then not even that. And maybe the reference that is most known is the reference in Surah Al-Qadr. The relativity of time is there when he says, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf ash-shahr. The night of power is better than 1,000 months. The Laylatul Qadr is the night of knowledge, of the measure, of the knowledge of the book. The night that the Qur'an ascended. The night in which you wake up to confront your knowledge. The night in which you become awake and know that there is only Allah. So the final book, the revelation, the Qur'an, descended in its totality on Laylatul Qadr and took years to completely unfold from the heart of the Prophet. But the essential meaning of Laylatul Qadr must also have an actual physical form. But there cannot be a form without a meaning or a meaning without a form. The night in which knowledge in its final form came to the Prophet through the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is better than 1,000 months. That is better than all the months. If you look at the actualization of this, there were 1,000 months of the darkness of the Umayyad rule. It was for that period of time exactly that they governed and tried to make Islam into yet another religion used for wielding power and exercising control, rather than a deen, a spiritually based code of conduct. For the way to the freedom, or the way to freedom for a human being, is through containment of outer behavior. And in every year, there's only one night in which the course of events become clear. And that is Laylatul Qadr, clarity and knowledge, the night in which the light of reality shines on. And if there is complete and utter harmony between the individual and his or her environment, then you experience acceptance with knowledge, and time becomes almost irrelevant. See, our nature and our essence, our origin, arises from non-time. Our ruh is so subtle and so divine, and yet we can experience physical reality in this life. We've emerged from non-time into time. And we will return to infinite time. While in the prison of time, we long for the state of non-time. And this is what we must ponder upon when we do anything in life. So in a nutshell, we've got to understand that everything we do must be completely transparent. The inside and the outside must be on one plane. And the soul purpose being the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reaching of one's full potential, and by extension that means that to make every deed immortal, and by that I mean a foundation which is absolute non-time, because that's the only foundation that belongs to the originator of our creation. Inshallah, we will continue with this topic tomorrow.